93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where thunderstorms are soaking the city. Severe weather is hitting several states, though, along the East Coast tonight, with heavy rains, wind, and possible flooding. But around much of the country, the big story is still the intense heat. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking it.
Oppressive heat that is going to be building all week long. This may actually be the coolest day that you have in portions of the Southwest for the next 2 weeks. In Phoenix, they have been over 110 degrees since June 30th, and it is possible that they stay over 110 degrees all the way through the middle to end of the month.
The Ruby Princess is on the move again after getting cleared today by the U.S. Coast Guard. The cruise ship had been stuck in San Francisco after crashing into a pier and damaging its hull. It was supposed to be in Alaska by now, but got docked for days until repairs could be made. President Biden will work on maintaining European unity ahead of a big NATO summit later this week. Ukraine will be at the top of that agenda as its war with Russia crosses the 500-day mark. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
It's the Russian invasion and the state of NATO that will dominate the president's European trip. The world's biggest security alliance is grappling with if and when Ukraine should join.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO.
The president suggested that the war must end before Ukraine is admitted, pointing to a NATO agreement that all members would engage in the defense of any one ally that is under attack.
Meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's headed back home after what she calls productive talks in China. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer's in Beijing.
Both sides are signaling they want to head off a trade war. Last year, U.S.-China trade was worth a record almost $700 billion. America's economy depends on it, and so does China's, maybe more than ever, as it wrestles with a slower-than-expected recovery from COVID.
It is the end of an era for one of music's most beloved superstars.
This weekend, Sir Elton John came to the end of his Yellow Brick Road. Stockholm, Sweden was the final stop of the Rocketman's marathon farewell tour of 330 concerts that began, if you can believe it, 5 years ago. John, who's now 76, says it really is the end of the road after half a century of touring.
That is CBS's Major Garrett reporting. Elton John played 330 shows to more than 6 million fans on this tour, and he thanked them for their support. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:03 in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. After August has a show coming up, I'll have all the details for you. I thought it'd be cool to kick off the 8 o'clock hour with some After August. How much rain on Max Inc. Radio? We are local music.
How much rain can one storm? Give you the perfect place. How much
many questions I've had since my youth. Insane suggestions that pass for the truth. So many answers that pass for the truth.
Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That is After August from their latest album, Tempest. That was Shine For Me. How much rain before that? Hopefully a little bit more. We need some more rain. After August, they got a show coming up with special guest Mark Croft. That's at the Burr Oak on Thursday, July 13th, Rocker. And thanks for shout out to John for sending us the show poster, telling us about the show. Appreciate that. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Terry Barr is off tonight, broadcasting the state on across the state on all kinds of cool radio stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, you want to get that app on your phone because the app is important. It, first of all, it looks fancy. You can hear us. And plus, you can call or text directly from the app. Have we gotten any text tonight?
I'm going to look right now. Nope, not yet. We're still waiting for one.
We ignore the text. So, you know, we're not really paying attention to things here. You know, during the music, we're partying. We're drinking whiskey and stuff like that.
Oh, geez, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We still got a few things happening tonight, Rocker. I got Maxine Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock. But in the meantime, what do we have, brother?
We still have Kaylin Cole. She should be in here pretty soon. And, of course, the Devil's Lair, God's Outlaw. He, Big Smith, he's on the way right now, heading towards Madison from Milwaukee.
He's got the hammer down.
Yeah, he ran into a little bit of a traffic jam. But is Google saying he's going to be here on time? So, we're going to put our hands together and give a big hope. And then Max and Kevy, 8 to 10 o'clock, Jimmy.
10 to midnight. I haven't seen Brian since we were delivering Maximum Inc. music magazines in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yep. Back Brian, definitely. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some of that and some of the other history that he's gone through in this music scene over the last 20 years or so.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY or call or text us on the app if you want to say hi. Tell us what you're doing tonight. Rocker, you got a big show coming up pretty soon here in Waukesha for those of us listening on the Shaw.
Jimmy, WAUK and the Shaw 101 out in Waukesha are presenting, along with Max Inc. Radio, the Max Inc. Concert Series. We're continuing it out in Waukesha at the Waukesha County Fair. That's coming up Thursday, July 20th. Music starts at 7:30 in the Liney Lodge. And
Liney's. I love Liney's.
Yeah, Jimmy.
I love Liney's.
Oh, okay. Boy, and it's going to be fun. So the music is going to be Iron Plow is going to start out the night there. And then Karma Shotgun, which features...
Who are they? Yeah.
Which features Pat Nettesheim, who is... We just talked to him the other week. He's the founder of Guitars for Vets.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually the Whammy Guitars for Vets stage in the Liney Lodge. And so that's going to be pretty cool. And then after Karma Shotgun is going to be Talon.
Talon, so, Noble Lodge, right?
Yes, that's correct. Oh my God, he's the, you know, I remember when we booked him for Atwood Fest back in 2014. I think he was, I want to say he was 15 at that time.
Dude, check this out. I don't have any new music from Talon. And fun fact, Talon Noble Lots was the first person I've ever interviewed on the radio back in 2010.
How old was he then?
During the Bastard Den. It was a phone interview. I think he was 14.
Because, you know, I've even seen videos of him playing with Les Paul when he was, you know, 13 or less.
Just take this in for a second. Happy 4th. America. I mean, it's just the national anthem. That's pretty cool. Talon Noble Lodge, though, the kid is amazing. He played at Woodfest a couple of years ago, and he nailed it, dude.
2014, he was at the first Atwood Fest.
Amazing. That's going to be a cool show, man. So that's Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage at the Liney Lodge in Waukesha County Fair. How cool is the Liney Lodge in Waukesha County, dude?
It's going to be a lot cooler come up July 20th. I'll tell you that much, Jimmy.
All right. Who are these guys?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Who are these guys?
We fly divine.
It's Iron Plow, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy and it's coming just Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I was living on High Street, wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life is a landmine. My eyes were a blur. Drowning in the drunk tank, spending most of my days reaching for the live wire. That I couldn't hold. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Eyes have gone crazy. Pick me up in whiskey. I am the dead horse that you like to be. Cursing my child.
weeks, life hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new way out of the field day and the blood I see.
Maxinc Radio on Civic Media, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. That's the song High Street from 2016. They're closing out, or they're headlining rather, the Luther Allison stage on Saturday for the Atwood Fest. Rock the Blackwood Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. Go to atwoodfest.com for the full music lineup and all the details. Jimmy K and Rocker with you on a Saturday night. I hope you're doing well. I want to say congratulations to Geology Club. They are students of Waukesha West High School, and they won Rockconsin 2023, and they have a brand new album, and they rock. We're going to play their song right now. The album is called Violet, and here's the title track. Violet is Geology Club from Waukesha West High School on Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Album's called A Decade of Keeping Quiet. That's Candace Griffin there and her new song, What's Wrong, on Max Inc. Radio. Candace Griffin, she's a powerhouse here in Madison. Great singer-songwriter. You can see her at the Harmony Bar and Grill July 14th. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We got God's Outlaw live in the Devil's Lair just around the corner. And Kaylin Cole will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's do some new music from Sean Michael Dargan. That's All the Loving I Need. It's Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Civic Media and Man Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hi, this is Dennis from Rock Onsen. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. To me, there's no better summer festival in Madison than La Fête de Marquette. That's why I'm thrilled that Weikert Realtors Lake Point is again a sponsor. Are you planning to attend La Fête this year? Then stop by our booth and say hello to the Lake Point team and find out how we can help you realize your real estate goals. If you mention this ad, we'll even buy you a beverage. Find us on the web at weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I woke up
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Is there something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone? And there's nothing short of dying, it's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere far away, I heard the sound of a lonely bell ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing song from yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down.
Spend it on the positive, living how I'm dropping it. I met a fly between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey, I'm burning my teeth and baby, forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my car. Shake on, gone, let it share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. I'm gonna raise my cheeks and smile for you. You just know the record. I ain't cursing now. You ain't worthy now. You don't deserve a man. Yeah. I ain't cursing now. You ain't worthy now. You don't deserve. Breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is Kirsty Krause, Thirsty Kirsty, Bird, Frank Martin Bush before that, his new stuff, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Both of those artists, Frank Martin Bush and Kirsty Krause, will be at Atwood Fest 2023. Looking forward to that. That's July 29th and 30th on Atwood Avenue. Rock the block with Atwood Fest. Partially sponsored by Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and Mad Radio 92.7. Hey, where's Kaylee Cole at? Kaylin Cole. She was supposed to stop in. I don't know what happened to her. Hopefully she's okay. If you're listening right now, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Well, happy to get you on there that way. Right now, let's do some music from Kaylin Cole. She was called Working On It. Max Inc. Radio, we are. Oh, she's here! Like it, manna from heaven. She disappears. Perfect.
You're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do.
But I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it. I made up.
working on it. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Kaylin Cole. New stuff there. And Kaylin is in the studio. We thought we lost you, but you made it. And welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Appreciate you stopping in.
Yes, I am so excited to be here. Thanks for bearing with me. I don't know my way around Madison a whole lot.
Where are you from? So you're in Portage. Were you in Portage before you came here tonight?
Yes, I was. Okay. So I was born in La Crosse, and I actually have done many of shows in La Crosse in the Winona area, right across the river, the Mississippi, in Minnesota as well. But I'm from La Crosse, and I was there for about 3 years, so I don't remember much.
Okay.
But I grew up and graduated in Portage.
All right. And then you're splitting time now between Portage and Nashville, right?
Yes. I actually, crazy story. So I'm actually heading back to Nashville tomorrow. I play at the District in the Wisconsin Dells tomorrow. I have a 3-hour show. And right after that, I'm booking it to Nashville.
Oh, wow.
So.
Jumping it. You got the private jet or you got to drive?
No. I've got my Honda CRV.
How old were you when you started playing music?
So the first time I stepped on stage was when I was 11. And it was a karaoke competition in Alma Center. It's one of the smallest towns in Wisconsin. It's near Black River Falls.
What was it called again?
Alma Center.
Alma Center. I've driven through that place.
Really?
It's right on 12, I believe.
Well,
right?
They have this thing called the Strawberry Fest every single summer. Mm. And they have this karaoke competition called Strawberry Fest Idol. Mm. And so I saw it in the newspaper, believe it or not. And my parents were just like, we should, you know, you sing all the time and, you know, you should probably put your name in. So I did. And I actually won third place that that year. So I was doing it for 5 years in a row. It was really fun.
Go ahead, Rocker.
You're a singer, but do you also play guitar?
Yes, I play guitar and I play piano too.
Oh, so, you know, and you mentioned your parents, and I always ask people, like, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Yeah, it was actually more my uncle. So my dad's brother, he was in a band during his college years, and we would go and see him perform, and I was just, like, in awe of what he did and how he made people feel and how he talked about music, being so passionate about it himself. And so he still does music. But he's a family man now, so he's got 2 kids and a wife, and I'm just I just kind of took after him. And my dad was also a DJ when he was in college, so I mean he had CDs upon CDs from the Beastie Boys to Black Eyed Peas, you name it. What to was Elvis. His,
okay, and was he like a top 40 commercial or college?
He was just college. Oh, yeah,
I love college radio.
He did his own business, so he did like weddings and parties. He's a traveling DJ.
I only did a couple of weddings, DJed a couple of weddings. The last one I did, there was this woman called Aunt Tiki there. She was 4'9" and she made me play the Macarena 9 times in a row.
Oh my god. I hope she had a blast.
But she did, no one else did.
Well, I mean, if you can make one person happy, you know?
It was horrible.
That's funny.
Talk about, so you're young. You're 22.
Yes.
Are you in school at all? Did you go to college?
No. As soon as I turned 18, I graduated early from Portage High School.
Okay.
So I graduated in January of 2019. And I, you know, had a couple jobs here and there to save up some money to move down to Nashville. But as soon as I turned 18, I jetted down there. I was like, you know what? Time's a ticking. Life's short. And, you know,
you knew what
college,
you wanted to do.
College will always be there. You know, that's a good thing about college.
Well, you're getting life experience because you've played with pretty big names. Bobby Boyd from his... where is he from? The Rascal Flatts, I guess?
Yeah, so he wrote the song God Bless the Broken Road by the Rascal Flatts.
Amazing.
And then I was, I've also been on stage with Christian singer Lauren Daigle. And then I've been on stage with Ben Fuller. He's another up-and-coming Christian singer. He's actually up there, like, now. He's kind of up-and-coming. But then... also, Matthew West, I've been in a couple of music videos for him, too. So the Christian realm has been very, like, welcoming to me and open arms, which is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Nashville. I mean, that is competitive down there.
Oh my God, yes.
It's like, you know, you're going into the wolf's den.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that experience for you, and how are you dealing with that?
I'll tell you, it's very humbling. That's for sure. Just because when I grew up in Portage is the home of, you know, 10,000 to 11,000 people. So people knew me in Portage as the singing girl, you know, the girl who did music, along with some other people like Madison Malone and Anna Davidson. Yeah. But we were the musicians of Portage, and people gravitated toward you almost when you sang and talked about your music. But in Nashville, it's almost like, oh, you know, you're another musician. Which isn't bad. It humbles you, and it also gets you ready for, you know, the actual business itself, because that's a whole other beast. We could talk about that. But so it's been a great journey. I've been there for almost 4 years, and the amount of growth that I've done, I'm very proud of it, actually. So, yeah.
And you played a dozen shows around Wisconsin. Is it good to be back? Is it good to be back home?
It is always good to be back. One, because I'd miss the scenery, honestly, like the farms and, you know, just like the back roads. I miss that because, you know, country music, that's what I do. I do soul country, as you heard, you know, a couple minutes ago. But just the memories that I have with certain albums on the back roads in Wisconsin just really bring me back home. And it's nostalgic for me to come back here. And obviously my family's here, and the people who have supported me from day one are here. So I always like to make it a point to come back to Wisconsin a couple of times throughout the year just to say a thank you almost and to keep tabs on people.
And you must miss snowplows.
Oh, no, I do not. I do not miss snowplows. I don't miss snow. That is one thing I'm like, ooh, thank God. But Nashville is very humid, so my curly hair gets like very big in the summer.
Kaylin Cole with us here at Max Inc. Radio. You have new music coming out very soon, and we're going to play a song here, You Ain't Jack, in just a couple of minutes here. Tell us about the song. Give me like the elevator pitch.
So You Ain't Jack was my biggest co-write, actually, in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is about basically some person that you see at the bar. And for instance, it's in my perspective. So a guy I see at the bar, I'm just like, I see you flirting with everybody, and you're trying to make your move, and you're not fooling anyone. You know, you ain't Jack. So it's kind of like an attitude song. That's what one of my goals this past year was to write, was an attitude, a nice, like, gritty song. And I believe that this is it. And I think, like, this is going to be a big hit. I hope it is. My manager and I are working on promoting it for the next month, but it comes out July 28th, and I'm so excited for it.
Where do you have a release show planned?
A release show, I'll probably have it in Nashville somewhere.
Okay.
But August 2nd is when I come back and play a bunch of shows in Wisconsin. So if you follow me on my social media, which is just my name, I post about all my shows, and my link is in my Instagram.
Awesome. Kaylin, I wish we had more time to talk. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Maybe you could stick around. You do some background vocals for Brian and God's Outlaw.
Yes.
He would love that.
I would love
that. You got the hat for it. It would work.
Yeehaw.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You Ain't Jack is Kaylin Cole on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music live in the Devil's Lair with God's Outlaw just around the corner. Brand new music from Kaylin Cole. You Ain't Jack on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Stand by. God's Outlaws live in the Devil's Lair next.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.